Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Los Angeles Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Los Angeles Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Perry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken McBride. Pitching for the Los Angeles Angels, Ken McBride. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is hit by the pitch. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pearson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Angels. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Twins nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kopp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball four. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Twins nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp misplays the ball. That's an error on Kopp. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Perry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Oliva tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Angels, 1. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cott bunts towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Veerall strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with McBride covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Angels 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher bunts towards first. Adcock fields the ball and throws to McBride covering. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty bunts towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first, with McBride covering, for the out. Mincher moves to third. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cott bunts towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Zoilo Veerall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Veerall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Charlie D's pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Dees moves to third. One out. Bob Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Angels 1. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie D's now playing first base. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. Pearsall moves to second. Jim Fregosi pinch hits for Ken McBride. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Angels 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Lee now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Torres pinch hits for Charlie D's. Felix Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith pinch runs for Felix Torres. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Los Angeles Angels, 1. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.